my brother-in-law was messing up, and I was kind of messing with it, you know, trying to adjust the gas and stuff on it, you know, and I was looking down at it, and by the time I come around the little bend on the tracker, you know, we had laid us off a little track weaving around through the woods and trees and jumping over hills.
Yeah.
Come around that thing, I made a turn, and I was straightening out, you know, going to go to the next turn, and I looked down at the bike, and when I did, front wheel has those knobbies on it, you know, and it bit into the ground. Little ridge of ground sticking up, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of a halfway hole, you know. Little nose sticking up there, and it bit into that nose, and I had it turn, and it kicked around and kicked me over the handlebar, and the handlebar come.
Oh.
Well, one of them handlebar hit me right in the ribs. But a big old
How big is that bike?
That night I was on was a 250cc.
Yeah.
Pretty good sized bike. It's not too big.
And it hit you in the ribs?
Mm-hmm. Handlebar caught me right in the rib. And going over it, you know, it hurt me for a while. Knocked the breath out of me.
Mm-hmm.
It hurt me worse than I thought it did, you know, because I got up and got back on it. And, you know, the effects of something that happens to you, you know, you don't realize it. Realize the full effect of something happening to you, you know, right off.
You didn't know it was broke?
Knocked the breath out. No. I didn't go. It happened Sunday, and I didn't go to the doctor till Monday evening. Of course, it was hurting me, you know, but it wasn't hurting too bad. As long as I'd be still, every time I'd breathe deep, it hurts, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been hurt lots of times. I hadn't paid it much attention. Been hurt a lot worse.
Like what?
Oh, I've thrown my back out of place a couple of times. Broke a few bones.
Mm. Mm.
Just a lifetime.
Weather's been good here since I left.
We had quite a bit of rain, you know, at one time, right? One period.
Yeah.
We got right at 4 inches one couple of days there. And it's been nice. Wind's been blowing. That wind's been blowing hard.
Yeah. At
times.
Yeah, it gets up.
So you've been up in the Ozarks, then?
Yeah.
That's pretty country up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It will be able to start blooming out and everything.
But I think this country down here is... That's pretty up here, but this is nicer down here.
It's milder.
It is.
Yeah, a little milder down here. It's still cool up there in those hills yet.
It was cool, but more than that, I mean, I don't know, the ground, the land isn't good. You know, the land,
it
grows up there is rocks.
Yeah, it's old clay dirt.
Mm-hmm. Not worth a damn.
No.
Not worth a hoot.
Gravel ridges, mostly.
Yeah.
Rock. About all you can say for it. Cattle country, hog country, goat country. About what they raise up there.
That's about it. They raise chickens too.
Yeah, chicken, poultry, and a lot of poultry.
Yeah. Folks are about the, I don't know, they're a little more, they seem to be not quite as friendly, you know? They're a little more suspicious of people up there than they are down here. I don't know.
Depends on what the region of the country is. You know, you can go over in the hills or around Monticello and through that country there, and people don't associate like you do down in the Delta country. You know, I mean, you run into more, down in the lower regions of the country, you run into, I guess just more folk, you know.
Yeah, and they don't have beer up down there, up there.
They don't?
No, every place I was.
Dry. All of it's dry.
Yeah, I was craving a beer once in a while, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted a beer, and people up there just don't. I think they're hypocritical because most of them go somewhere and get it. I don't see if they sold it, at least
don't like beer, but they.